This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5. Confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Don't even try to challenge him in Lorcana, but challenge him in, are you smarter than Kevin?
I love that.
Man, he is a Lorcana master.
I wouldn't say that.
He has vanquished many a Mickey, and will he vanquish Jimmy today? Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Welcome to the wake-up call, and thank you very much for playing along. Hopefully, by the way, we'll see you this Friday at Sky River Casino for Are You Smarter Than Kevin Trivia Night. I think we still have a couple spots open. You have to register now at endonline.com, but all kinds of cash and prizes available for that. But right now, brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants with three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Kevin for $180. And win or lose, you got yourself a four-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, Jimmy, okay?
Nice.
Nice indeed. Question one. The Olympics were exciting yesterday, specifically in men's team gymnastics, where it all came down to Stephen Nedorskic. I don't know how to pronounce his name. He was on the pommel horse, and they won the bronze, which is the first time men's team won any medal in the gymnastics in a generation. Spell pommel as in pommel horse.
P-O-M-M-E-L.
Question two. Selena Gomez is sick and tired of people trying to out the fact that she had plastic surgery, mostly because she hasn't had plastic surgery. She posted saying that she had Botox and she has steroids for her lupus, and that is it. And then she said, leave me alone. Is lupus an autoimmune disease or a virus?
Autoimmune.
Question three. President Biden might be going out hard as he announced yesterday that he's going to push for Supreme Court reform before he is done. He's proposing an 18-year term limit on a justice, a code of conduct that they must adhere to, and an amendment reversing their insane decision that gives a president criminal immunity. Are amendments part of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights?
Bill of Rights.
Question four. Jennifer Garner was at Comic-Con and the unthinkable happened. She got stuck in an elevator for over an hour with mega fans. She laughed it off and she posted videos on her social media during it. She showed all of them singing the song 99 Bottles of Beer. I can't think of a more nightmarish scenario. In that song, what do you do with a bottle of beer after you take it down?
Pass it around.
And question five, Rhode Island beaches looked like a scene from the Book of Revelation yesterday when it got swarmed with dragonflies. Thousands of them swarmed for 5 minutes straight, sending people screaming. If you want to see the crazy video, text SWARM, S-W-A-R-M, to 909-1065. It's crazy. If 35,000 dragonflies flew by for 5 minutes, how many is that per minute?
7,000.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back in here. Jimmy, what do you do for a living?
I work at a big box store.
A big box store. You don't want to give it a shout out?
Sam's Club in Citrus
Heights. Sam's Club. All right. Can I ask you a question? Do you guys hate the Costco people?
Hate's a strong word.
All right, but there's tension there. There's bad blood.
What's happening with Costco?
She works at Sam's Club, and I've always wondered, like, is there truly a rivalry between the two? Because here's the thing. Costco has a vibe, and they have, like, an energy. People are excited about it. I don't hear anybody talk about Sam's Club.
I will defend Sam's Club. They have more exclusive items than Costco. I have both memberships.
You. Kevin has both memberships.
I don't like feeling left out.
I'm sure your mom has both memberships.
Well, she has the more expensive Costco one. I have Sam's Club.
All right. Jimmy,
you need to come see me, Kevin.
Which Sam's Club?
Citrus Heights.
There you go, Kevin.
I mean, I'm down.
Do some shopping. Get a year's worth of mayonnaise. Ooh. All right, here we go. Coming up, Jimmy's now on hold. Coming up here, five questions. Question one, the Olympics yesterday, nail biter, Kevin. Men's team gymnastics came down to the pommel horse, and they all won bronze, which is the first time that the men's team won any medal in gymnastics in a generation.
Crazy.
Spell pummel as in pummel horse.
P-O-M-M-E-L.
Wow.
And apparently this guy, he's like the hottest guy that girls are wooing over him
about. He's not hot. He's nerdy hot.
Like, yeah, nerdy hot. Like,
yeah, like the other guys on the team are way hotter.
Really?
Than the pummel horse guy.
Okay. But
I'll stick up with him because he... It's funny because he goes to Penn State, and I said to my wife, I go, he looks like somebody who goes to Penn State. Like, they all just have, like, a nerdy kind of look. But anyway, yeah, good for them. Question two, Selena Gomez. She's sick and tired, Kevin, of you telling people she's had plastic surgery.
I didn't say that.
Because she hasn't had plastic surgery.
Oh, poor Selena.
She posted a video saying she's had Botox and she's had steroids for her lupus.
Yeah.
And that is it, bitch. Leave me alone, she screamed.
Leave her alone.
Is lupus an autoimmune disease or a virus?
An autoimmune disease.
Yes, it is.
Poor Selena.
Yeah, yeah. Question three. President Biden announced yesterday that he's going to start pushing hard for Supreme Court reform. I'm going to actually give him a ding-a-ding. Boy, do we need that. He is proposing an 8-year term limit on a Supreme Court justice. Yes. A code of conduct that they must adhere to. Insane that we don't have that. And an amendment reversing their insane decision that gives a president criminal immunity. Are the amendments part of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights?
The Bill of Rights.
Yeah. The Bill of Rights. Do you know how many there are?
10.
10 amendments?
Mm-hmm.
There's 27.
27?
27 amendments.
The first 10 are special.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Question, what's the first one?
Right to bear arms.
That's the second one.
Freedom of speech.
There it is.
You know what? I'll get it one day.
You will. Question four. Jennifer Garner was at Comic-Con, and she got stuck in an elevator for over an hour with fans.
Oh, no.
The videos she posted from inside the elevator, though, are fun. It shows them all laughing and singing 99 bottles of beer together. In the song 99 Bottles of Beer, what do you do with a bottle of beer after you take it down?
Pass it around.
Yep. You pass it around.
99 bottles of beer.
It's a great way to spread COVID, ladies and gentlemen. Question five. Rhode Island beaches were terrifying yesterday. Swarm of dragonflies hit it like it was the plague.
I saw that. I would be screaming.
If you want to see the thousands of dragonflies swarming the beaches, terrifying fans, again, text SWARM to 909-1065. If 35,000 dragonflies flew by for 5 minutes, how many is that per minute?
Oh, division. 35,000 divided by 5. Oh, 7,000.
Yeah. 7,000.
I got scared because you said 35,000, but 35's a multiplier of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to make it pretty easy. But anyway, the final score, Jimmy and Kevin for the second day in a row, 5-5 tie.
Okay. I'm going to need harder questions. Do you think I'm dumb?
Jimmy, are my questions just way too easy?
These seemed a bit easy.
Be honest, Jimmy. Let him know. Be harder.
I'll start making the questions harder.
We're trying to give away money.
All right, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But, Jimmy, you got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, okay?
Sweet. Thank you.
Sure. What is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Kevin.
Yes, you are.
And we both shop at Sam's Club.
Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.